Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Shir and Mishnayos. Learning Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Baruch Ben Zavel and Perel Bas Pinchas. We're holding Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Malchel Es Asada. If someone sold to someone else a field, Reuven, let's say, sold to Shimon a field, but also Mixas Damin, and Shimon paid part of the sale price, but Amarlo, Emasai Shetirza Avimos. And Reuven said back to him, okay, whenever you want, bring the rest of the money, but Tola Shalach, and you take the field right now, Usser. Usser, do that, we'll see why in the Rav. If a person lent money on a field, meaning to say the field is the collateral, so Reuven lent Shimon money and Shimon's giving the field as a collateral that he'll pay. The Amar Lo, he said to him, "Im i'atanosim li mikan vad shaloshanim, if you don't give me the money from now till 3 years, the yomi, harishali, the field's mine. Harishalo, so if he didn't actually pay up in 3 years, it works. We'll see why you would think that wouldn't work or why it wouldn't be his, but the mission is that it is his. And there was a person named Baisos ben Zonin that would do this. The Chachamim agreed to him. He would loan money, would make such a deal. And this person didn't pay up by that date, so he would keep the field. Yeah. The Mishnah seemingly is bringing a raya that it was done, it was actually done by a Chacham. So let's see what the Rav says about these cases. First off, person sold, Reuven sold to Shimon a field. When Shimon gave some of the money and Reuven said, give the rest whatever you want and take the field. Now that is usur. Why? Says the Rav, Have moser mos, he's translating, right? Bring the rest of the money, sha'alecha, that is on you, v'tol sadel shalach, and you take this field. Aser lasus gains. Aser. Ukigon, for example, the case is, sha'amr lo, he said to him, mocher lokech, the seller said to the buyer, v'chi maisis moser hamos, when you bring the rest of the money, kane me'achshav, you will acquire it from now. So the deal is happening on January 1st. You bring the rest of the money, whenever you want, from January 1st, it will have been yours. Therefore, it's usher. Why? Shim yochal mocha peros pesoch kach. If the seller will eat the fruits that the field produces in the interim, the kishiyavi zeh hamos, when this one now brings the money that he owes, nimsa sodezu kanuya lo miyom hamecher. The field then is owned by that buyer from that original sale date, the January 1st. The zeh ochal peros pescharam tanasmo. So why then did the seller get to eat the fruits that grew for the past few months, or however long it would be? It was only in reward for him having loaned out that money, having given the buyer time to bring in the money, made that money look a loan. Right, meaning that you owe me the rest of the money, obviously the rest of the sale price, and I'm going to eat the fruits in the interim means that I gained from loaning out that money, and that's a problem of ribis midirban. So what if the buyer eats the fruits? He didn't really pay in full yet, yeah, but he eats the fruits in the interim. Shemelo yavi moser amos, what if he doesn't end up bringing the rest of the money? V'yachselo mashakibo, then the seller will give back the amount of money that he did receive, and it'll come out that the field was never his. Because he said to him, when you bring the money, you'll get the field from now, from the original sale date. And then he never brought the money. So that means it was never bought. It was never his. Well, most of Rishonos, so those original monies that were given to the salesman, yeah, were considered like a loan to that salesman. He just has money in his pocket. That's not his. It turns out that was lent money. And then it turns out that the buyer is being lent money by the seller. The buyer is lending money to the seller because he paid up initially a certain amount of money. And in that interim, the buyer is eating fruits and as the schar because he lent money. So either way, it'll be ribbis one way or the other potentially in these cases, and thereby you can't do it. But the Mishnah says a contrast case, if Reuven lent money to Shimon, yeah, and Shimon gave a field as a collateral, says the Rav Harihi Shalom, says the deal was, he said, if you don't pay me up within 3 years the loan, then I'm keeping the field. So what is it? Here, the one borrowing the money says to the other one, you can take this field from now if I don't bring in the money until from now until 3 years from now. So again, the transaction will happen today. And that way you take away a problem called a smachta. A smachta is basically a deal that's not a deal. It's a deal where neither of us are totally reliant that this deal is going to go through. So you avoid that issue by him saying that a kinyan will happen today. It more solidifies our intentions regarding this deal, therefore makes it a kinyan gomor. Yeah, sha'al menas mecher gomor hechzik b'me'achshav. In intending to make a full deal, the person grabbed the field now. The damim halalu with these money, meaning Reuven lent money to Shimon, and Reuven took hold of Shimon's field in some matter. That means Reuven and Shimon are definitely thinking a real sale will happen on the occasion that the money is not paid. The azuli uzul gabe, right? And so he grabbed the field now, and meanwhile it loses value by him. I don't know why the Rav has to bring in the idea of it losing value. I'm not sure. But either way, so it's not in the smachta, and Mamela, it's a real kin. Right? He accepted that if he'll give the money back within 3 years, he'll keep the money. Yeah, and then, you know, the field will go back to the original owner. It has to be that the fruits are being held in the hands of a third party. So if it happens that the lovet, the borrower, pays up before 3 years, the fruits will go to the borrower, because turns out those were his fruits, right? He really, the field never really went out of his hands, those were his. If he doesn't pay up, then they'll give those fruits that grew to the hands of the lender, because they were his all along. He acquired it from that original transaction date. Because the field was really acquired by him from the time of the loan. It turns out that loan was really the sale price, right? That loan was really what he's saying, you know, I'm loaning you money, if not, give me your field. It turns out he really bought the field from that initial date of the loan. So, okay, so those are all the details. So, again, Reuven is borrowing money from Shimon. Reuven is putting up his field as collateral, and the fruits that are going to grow between now and 3 years from now are going to be held in the hands of a third party, and therefore they'll go to the rightful owner of them, whoever it will be. And there you go. And that's what they're to do, is no problem. Again, this, that one line in the Rav, I didn't find a clear explanation of why the Rav has to mention that he made a complete deal with him and the field got cheaper by him. It seemingly doesn't matter. Azule Uzul Gabe, it doesn't matter that it went cheaper at all. It seems to be a factor here. So I'm not sure what to do with it. Tzarchim. Yeah. Says Mishnah Dal. Ein Moshivin Chavoni Lamachsi Schar. Okay, one cannot literally sit down. One cannot appoint a store owner for half profit. See what that case is. Below you take most likach behind peres amachzis char. One cannot give money to a store owner to buy with that money fruits for half profit. Yeah, el imke nosim lo scharo kipol. Unless the store owner pays him, or I should say, no, it should be you pay the store owner his wages like a worker. Again, the Rav will clarify what's going on here. It's a bit cryptic in the Mishnah, but this is what the words mean. Ein moshivin tanigol lamechsa. You cannot sit down chickens for half profit, like same type of thing. Ein shaman agol l'siach lamechsa. One cannot evaluate calves or young donkeys, male donkeys, for half. Elim kein nosin l'schar amolo umizon. Unless you give the schar of the work involved and the food. So one could accept calves and young donkeys for a half profit. And to raise them until they're a third of their total growth. But chamor and a donkey, until it can bear a load. What does this all mean? Seems like a lot of lost details here. Says the Rav. Though yomar balabais, here's the case. A balabais, a regular homeowner, cannot say lechavani to a store owner, right now in the shuk, the sale price for these peros, whatever they are you get 4 saws, that's a measurement, for a seller. You take these fruits, sell them a little bit at a time from your store. People buy small amounts. Yeah, and you will end up gaining schar, you will end up making money of a saw, right? Meaning you'll sell it more. I bought these things from the shuk. It's obviously cheaper in the marketplace. Sell them in your store for a little more. Sell it a little bit at a time. And then between me and you, we'll split that profit. That seems a pretty simple deal. So why is the problem? The time of the mill, so the reason this is a problem is mishum dekaimelon hach iska palga milve o palga bekadam. This deal is treated as half a loan, and the homeowner is loaning these fruits essentially for free to the store owner. And it's also half of bikadon, because the store owner is not going to make money off of all of these things. Some half of what I'm giving to him, he's going to give back to me. So that is a deposit. Stam amekabel prakmati lamachzi schar mekabel of achrayus. And a person who's accepting these merchandise for half the profit is accepting achrayus. He's accepting that should something happen, he will be responsible chatzi karen for half the principal. It's a deal between the store owner and the Baal Bayis and the homeowner. So he's certainly the store owner that takes the fruits and is going to benefit in half, feels responsible for half. But Onsin, right? I'll read that line again. He's The Kabbalah Lamas Fiskar, the Kabbalah of Achrayas Katzi Karen Bahon, he's responsible for half the principal should something happen, the Zulo, or should it go down in price. That half, being that he's chayiv and anything that should happen to it, is considered like a loan. Shuma etzlo the most b'sharashuk. Right, it was valued by him this in the money, the monies that it would make using the price in the market. The din olito chatzischan, he has the din, the arrangement that he's going to take half the profit. So nimsa misasek bechetzis shabal bayis shupikadon etzlo b'scharim tanas most hamilva. It comes out that this store owner would be making deals, making business with the half items here, the half merchandise, the half of it that belongs to the Baal HaBayis, that half is really pikadon. He'd be doing something with that, and he'd be making schar from doing that with that, using the mos hamilva, using the part of the half that is by him alone. So that means that for the sake, yeah, of this loan that is being given, so money is being made, right? Yeah, that's the way to look at it, right? Right, but it's beschar hamtanas mos hamalve l'sikach osir. It's going to end up being a schar that is made. Again, the store owner is going to make him business with a part of the item that is by him a pikadon, right? And memela, he's going to be making schar off that. It's by him a pikadon. He's making schar off the part that is alone. L'sikach osir. What is the head to the mission says? Unless you pay him the schar for his work, shuhu amel, but also a chetzi, kipol. Instead of making this deal, it said you pay him here. The time you put in and dealing with this stuff, you're going to get paid hourly like a worker. Paul batel shel osa malacha debatel mineh. You'll get paid for the work you would have been doing otherwise per hour. Imai nagar napach, if he was a carpenter, or I think a napach means not a fireman, a person who deals with fire, I believe. How much would a person want to pay to not have to do that heavy type malacha and do an easier malacha, which is what he's doing now, dealing in the store? Yeah. So Mamela, yeah, that's what it would be. If you pay him like that per hour, so why does it make it better? Because that way, he's not really making money. He's not making half the schar and the mele have a chrayus and etc. He's just getting paid hourly for what he's doing. Okay, next case in the Mishnah is similar. It says, Ein moshim in tanugola mechsa. Can't set up chickens for half. What's that mean? Lashum beitzim adamim, to evaluate the value of eggs, lebaal hatanugolas, for the owner of the chickens, the hens really, lehoshiva aleihem legadel frochim, to say, I'm going to put these hens on these eggs over here so he can make chicks out of them. Lemechsi schar, the schar will be however much the chickens are worth more than the eggs, and that'll be the half will be split between, again, me, a homeowner, and this chicken raiser. The hope is that being that, again, it's understood he's going to accept half the responsibility for the eggs. If the eggs get ruined or the chickens die, so that's like a loan. He's raising half the chickens. Right? In the schar, of having this loan, yeah, that's the word of the previous part. I'll say a little clearer than I think I said it before, right? It's that the Reuven's giving a loan over here to the store owner, right? And Reuven benefits that the store owner has to deal with that half that belongs to Reuven, and he's only dealing with it because of the loan. So the loan made that Reuven's going to make money, and Shimon's going to do work for him for it. That's the same problem. And what again is the heter? If he pays, amolo or mazono. Amolo would be the work. He'll pay him like a worker. Mazono, mazon shu motzi biva frochim. He'll pay the amount of food that you have to spend raising the chicks. Fine. Then the Mishnah said, vein shaman agolin usiachin lemechsa. You can't evaluate young calves or donkeys for a half. Achshav im shavim kach lekach. Say now they are worth whatever it is. Keep them alechem legadlim shenasayim lemechsis chach. You take them, you raise them for 2 years for, again, half profit. Lemechsis half sedim yus, and you lose half if they die. So you're going to be the same profit. There's a chrayus being taken. The same problem seemingly exists. But the Mishnah says it's different. You're allowed to accept to raise young calves and donkeys that are small. Below shuma, without, this means without an evaluation. But there's no risk involved. If they die, the one accepting the animals will not lose anything, but he'll only stand to gain. Being in the situation, only stand to gain, there is no responsibility being taken like the Rav spoke about. Therefore, there's no milveh going on. Yeah. So Mishnah says, That's all the makablin. Agalim siach alamechsa. That means he's not, as opposed to the Mishnah where it says usher, use the lashon of shamin. You can't evaluate them, but you could do without an evaluation. That evaluation means there's no responsibility on the part of the one who's accepting to raise the animals for 2 years. Then the Mishnah says you raise them through mishulashim. The Rashi says the Rav says kiyu mishulashim, kishiyu mishulashim. Perik shishiyamdu al shlish gidulon baziyachoku. When they are a third grown, then they can split them. Yeah, and a donkey until it's toenis masui, till it can hold a load. That was just the regular way that they raised it to this point before they divided up the animals. Later, it says Mishnah, hey, Shaman par v'chamor v'chol davrshu otsiv v'ochal amechsa. You're allowed to evaluate a cow or a donkey or anything that produces and eats it, produces, you can make profit off of it right now. Yeah, for that, for half skar, you're allowed to do. Makom shenal galachlok, a place where they divide esavlodos, they divide the kids that would come about, the children that would come out from this miyad, right away when they are born, chokin, you can divide them up. Welcome shenago lagado, a place where it's understood that the recipient that has the animals will grow the animals somewhat, igavu, then he'll raise them. Rabishim gamliel omer, shaman egalimimo, you evaluate a calf with its mother, usiach imimo, and a donkey with its mother. Well, mafriz al sadeu, and your mafriz al sadeu, we're going to see what that means. The Rav is a little different gear, so also. Fe'enu choshesh mishum ribis, and whatever that means, you don't have to worry about ribis. Going to be a long explanation to the Rav what that word means. Says the Rav over here, Shaman par, you can evaluate a cow. What is this? Gedola. You can evaluate a large adult cow, the chamor gadol or a donkey. Showing the malach, at this point, they can work. You can milk a cow, whatever it would be, and you can make the donkey carry a load. Yeah, a malach then kulu and a kabel. And you say, again, the deal would be whatever work is being done, the one accepting the animals gets all the profit for that. So now you can do lemechsa, lachlo shevach shishbichu. The division is just going to be on that amount that the animals gain in their value, but dam mavados they gain in their own value and in the kids that they will have, right? So why is this better? Because also seemingly there's much less risk involved to the one being mekabelit, right? Because the being that the recipient is using it for a malacha, that is a schar that he's being paid. So it's right off the bat, even though we'll divide it in half, but I'm currently being paid for my efforts. I'm not putting in effort for the sake of raising the Baal Bias' half. I'm putting in for effort for the sake that I get paid from being able to use this animal for my purposes. And the separate deal of us splitting it in half is not related to that effort being put in. It said, a place where the lachukas of love is miyad, a place where they divide the children immediately, kishetav v'shas chalukasim, when the time to divide comes. Yeah, the behemadakar shloshimim and the gasa kamishimim, which apparently, when it comes to a young animal, it's 30 days, and when it comes to a large animal, it's 50 days. So if they divide at that point, you divide. And if they raise it for a little bit, they raise it for a little bit. I mean, to say, it's fine to do whatever the minag is. There's no problem with that. Yeah, but Rav Gamliel says, Hashem Gamliel says, you can evaluate a calf with its mother, says the Rav. Mean to say, if that's the deal, if a mother and a calf come together, so you only need to give the worker, the one who's going to be raising them, the price and the cost that it costs and the food that it costs to raise the mother, not the child. The halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Yeah. Seder. What would be the story of that? Because I guess to avoid this whole problem, being that anyways, the makabel profits that he gets to use the mother. That's called already getting his profit. You don't have to worry about the child. But we hold no, he has to worry about both of them. Then the mission says, Umafrin al sadeh. What's that mean? Loshin parav rabba. That means being fruitful and multiplying. These regards to Umafri's design. That's what we have. Loshin prazos, teshev Yerushalayim, means spread out lands. Kolomar, what does this mean? Markiv al sadeh. You're allowed to expand the field. Vishayom alo choker lamachir. Yeah, this is one, the sharecropper says to the one that hires him the sharecropper. Sharecropper means that they make a deal that Reuben's going to give Shimon his field to work for the next 5 years, and Shimon has to pay up a certain percentage of fruits, or in the case of a choker, really more particularly, a certain amount of fruits, no matter how much the field produces, that's what he'll have to pay. So here's what they can make a deal. The choker says to the machir, the choker is the worker. He says, Ate roga likach lechakir shecha, aseres kor in l'shana. Generally, I pay up to you 10 kores a year, right? Halveinu masayim zu, she'ucha lehotzi lezabel sadezu. Lend me 200 zoos, I'll be able to fertilize this field well. And to plant it and to plow it. I'll pay you more. I'll pay you back. You'll get 12 cores instead of 10 lashana. And you'll get your money back. Is that mutter? Why is it mutter? Tahare ki ilu mati flo shnei korim halolu nei shechoker imenu sa de tove Because why is he giving him the extra two? It's not because of a loan that he loaned him 10 and he gives him that 12. That would be ribbis. It's because with that 10, I'm going to invest it, and I have from that a better field to work. Yeah, I end up getting more out of the field for my pocket. It's nothing to do with giving you back because you lent me money. I take the money that you lent me. I make a better investment. I get more for myself. Yeah, therefore he's able to work a field that is good. Yeah, that way his working is going to be much better than if he worked a bad field. So it's not ribbis kilu that you're going to get schar because you loaned me this money. That's agav. If you loaned me this money, then I'm going to get schar. You end up getting from it also is not a problem. Thank you for listening. Mr. Shem will continue next.